taking a deep breath in and out. And just let a little sigh go. And again, setting your body at this familiar meditation space, knowing, oh goody, here comes all the good stuff. Breathing in pink energy and breathing out. And rubbing your hands together, creating some spiritual heat, some energy, some psychic heat. Really warming up those hands. And then taking the right hand, nice and hot now, and placing it over the heart. And then placing the left hand over your right hand in a mudra of self-love and self-affinity. Repeat to yourself, I love myself. I trust myself. I will express my unique, radiant, beautiful self. And just allow that healing energy from your hands to spread out into your heart and reaching up into all the cells of your body, up into your face and head, and just circling and spiraling through all the cells of your body down to your fingertips and toes. And then allowing your hands to drop comfortably on your lap in Dhyan Mudra with fingers, first finger and thumb touching, breathing in and out, sending a grounding cord down from the base of your spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide. Set the grounding cord on release. And release all the excess energy in your body. Releasing any stress out energy, worry or concern, anything that's not in harmony with your highest good and your radiant, beautiful self. Grounding your right and left ovary with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, down to 1 foot below your body, and then down to the center of the earth. So you've got a Y of light connecting 1 foot below your body, and then one single line going straight down to the center of the earth. Press the release button on the right ovary and the left ovary, and release all the excess energy, healing projects, the projects you have that you're working on making other people well. Let's let them all go right now down the grounding cord. Create a vacuum at the bottom of the grounding cord. We're just going to clear this out and we're coming back to you. Doing a wonderful job. Let's activate the miracle energy in front of the belly. So for ladies, you have a miracle energy. It's 2 inches or so, an inch or two off your belly. Let's let that little ball of energy, the size of a golf ball, just bubble up. We're going to send a grounding cord down from this little golf ball-sized miracle energy. Sometimes I imagine it's a golf ball sitting on a tee, and I ground the tee down to the center of the earth. And then we're letting that miracle energy expand. So today we're going to use the energy of the miraculous, the energy that we create babies with. So we actually are creating a miraculous space for ourselves out of this little miracle ball that we have. So we're going to let that grow. That miracle energy, that's a ball, is now getting bigger. Grounded to the center of the earth, it's the size of a baseball, softball, a volleyball, a beach ball. You're doing great. It's getting bigger and bigger. All right? We're getting it nice and big, the size of one of those green physical therapy balls, and finally, one of those gigantic purple physical therapy balls. Oh, and it's just right in front of you, all this miracle energy. Just take a little spiritual pin and pop it, and we're going to let all of that miracle energy come into your body. It's going to saturate the front of your body and up over the top of your head. And going down your back of your head, your neck and shoulders, down your back, behind your hips, the back behind your thighs, and then all the way down past your calves. It's permeating your entire back, under your feet, and looping up through the front. And so you're entirely saturated with this amazing miracle energy. It's just sinking into you. I like to imagine it as maybe honey on white bread. You know how you have fresh white bread and the honey just saturates through many layers of the bread, sometimes leaking out the bottom because it just soaks right in. So we're going to imagine this miracle energy is getting deep into you. And lots of this energy, this miracle energy, is going into your face and your eyes, your forehead and your scalp, your neck. We're just really using that miracle energy for you today. Beautiful. Grounding your adrenals. The adrenals, again, are the little acorn-like glands that sit about an inch up from the waistline and about 2 inches off the spine. They look like little acorns with hats. Draw a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, from each of the adrenals. And we're going to go right through the first chakra. So that's really the perineum. You can do the base of the spine or the perineum. And then down to the center of the earth. And we're going to release everything having to do with survival. So we're just going to affirm that survival is totally taken care of and that you're entirely and completely relaxed. We're setting those adrenals on release and releasing fight or flight energy, stress out energy. And certainly your first chakra will have the ability to kick in if there's some danger with your survival. But to create a miracle, which we're looking for, you really can't be in survival to create a miracle. You can create a miracle around survival, but not this transformation of the cellular body. So we want to kind of tune down the activity of survival while you're in this meditation space. And maybe we're going to set that survival at 20% for now. And when you're done with the meditation, you can set it back at a higher level. So what we're really looking for is for grace and ease to come forth and for your body to feel like it can really bask in the joy, in the abundance, in the perfection of your own beautiful, youthful self. Now, if you haven't really kicked into gear and set those adrenals on release, I know I've been giving you lots of ideas to think about. Go ahead and push those release buttons and let it all go. Good girls. Wonderful. I love how you do this so well. You just really are going to be a gorgeous rock star when we've completed this, and you already are. Of course, you know that. All right, jumping up to the center of the head. We're sitting in your throne, the throne that you own, that is your throne for the queen of your castle. You are the ruler of your castle and your kingdom, your queendom. Make that a golden throne. Maybe you want to have some purple velvet lining the chair so it's nice and soft. You're just sitting around looking in this beautiful temple, this golden temple of silence in the center of your head. Let's clear out all the funky thinking, all the cobwebs of self-doubt, all the paperwork that you've read that says you can't do this, you need to buy a product or hire somebody to do surgery on you. It's perfectly fine if you do buy a product, and it's perfectly fine if you have surgery. That's fine. But let's get you back into your own authority, certain that you can create your own miracles for yourself. And then whatever you decide, that's perfect for you. But let's get you back into the belief system and structure of truth, which is you can transform yourself any way you wish. So open a trapdoor out the back of the head, and let's wash out all that self-doubt, all that evidence that you have to have surgery or you have to have a product or an electronic laser, blah, blah, blah. Again, there's no problem with doing those things, and absolutely do them if they make you happy. But get your certainty back that you are in charge of your skin, your face, your beauty, and your youthfulness. You're creating the most wonderful, beautiful self for you, really for you. So we're washing out all that self-doubt out the trapdoor, going down the grounding cord and down to the center of the earth. And you can take some spiritual Windex and wipe off your view screen. That's basically where the third eye is, and we can kind of imagine it like a computer screen or a movie screen. So just go ahead and wipe that off if it's kind of funky or got some smog on it or some pollution or soot. Just clean it off. We want it really pristine because we're going to be looking through clearer, more vision, a clear vision when you open your eyes. And we want the third eye to be just as clear as the physical eyes are. Okay, goody. Throw that Windex and that rag down the grounding cord. Close the trap door. Pop out the top of the head. Let's go ahead and pull your aura into 18 inches around your body. Let's light up a blue corona, a nice flame, just like the sun flames. It has these beautiful gas flames leaping off of it. Just get that blue corona going around the edge of your aura, the outside edge. And we're burning off all the programming that says it's impossible. So we're getting rid of it's impossible, because we know everything is possible and we can do whatever we set ourselves out to do. I sound a little bit like a cheerleader now. You really do have to burn out other people's thoughts and programs. So let's burn them off. Let it really flame up. All right, and then as that's flaming, let's set a beautiful little golden vacuum cleaner, a little Roomba in the top of your head, and we're going to clean out all the dust bunnies and fuzz balls that have collected in your aura through the last few days or weeks or lifetime or last few minutes before you started the meditation. Anyway, wherever those dust bunnies have come from, let's clear them out. So turn that vacuum cleaner on, and it's a Roomba, so it just is a little automated robot, and it's going to just go around and around and around your aura, going down, spiraling down, and it's going to go all the way under your feet eventually. And it's just cleaning up every dust bunny, every little funky thing. It's getting it all cleaned up. Definitely going around the hips and around the knees and around the shins and calves, the feet and under the feet. And then let's go ahead and take that little golden Roomba and throw it down the big grounding cord at the base of your spine. Ooh, it's feeling better in here already. Open your feet to earth energy. Bring earth energy up through your feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, out the hips, and down the grounding cord. You are taking your next steps forward, and you're increasing your soul understanding. This is a universal spiritual truth. We are in charge of the physical realm, as well as the emotional, spiritual, and mental realm. And we're just activating our abilities to create miracles. In India, they call it a siddha, being able to have power over a cellular structure. There's actually 16 siddhas, and they relate to our physical world primarily. All right, let's bring in some cosmic energy, finding a place in the universe that's in harmony with you. My favorite place is a temple in the high Himalayas of Nepal, a Buddhist temple. I bring a line of energy from that ecstatic place, a place that I visited many years ago. I bring a line of energy into that place, from that place into 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull, and then down into my neck and shoulders. And let's do that for you too, so you're bringing in that miracle, divine universal energy. Down your neck, shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, through the hands and out the fingertips, clearing your creative channels. We're just creating a new space of creativity, miraculous creativity for you. Bringing more of that universal life force into the back, into your back channels, down your spine, the meridians on either side of your spine, down into your hips, and then looping up through the belly, through the chest, through the neck, through the face, through the head. We're going to actually bring it through the eyes, through the hair, through the lids, through the brow, through the scalp. And then fountaining out the top of the head like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura. Let's go ahead and, for the fun of it, let's blow up some roses. So we can do two things. One is let's set a protection rose at the front edge of your aura. This is a big 2-foot rose grounded to the center of the earth. And this is going to protect you from things that people are saying, maybe negative things. So you can hear the words, but you don't have to take in the negative energy. And if it's kind of wilted over, go ahead and put a little stick of dynamite or a cartoon bomb underneath it and blow it up. And then put another rose, protection rose, in its space, so a giant rose grounded to the center of the earth. Wonderful. And then let's go ahead and just blow up some roses so we're clearing even more your energetic space so it's just you in there. So just go ahead and put a dozen roses over the top of your head, put a little stick of dynamite underneath it, and blow it up. Put roses on your right and left side, maybe your 2 or 3 roses on each side. Put a little stick of dynamite under each side and blow them up. Woohoo! Let's put a stick of dynamite, right? Let's put a rose there first. How about behind your head, like around your crown? Let's just clear off the energy about hair. So a little rose there, stick of dynamite, blow it up. And in front of your eyes, about 6 inches, 2 roses. Let's blow that up. Blow those roses up. So we want to get everybody else's information about how eyes go downhill after such and such an age. Let's get rid of those programs. So if you have challenges with your eyes or your lids, I would recommend that one of your practices is blowing up 10 roses on each side every day for a while. And it's 6 inches away from your eyes, but you'll clear the programming that's around your eyes don't put the roses in your eyes. 6 inches in front of your eyes. Perfect. Yeah, I know what you think. If I put them in my eyes, oh, that'll be even better. But we actually want the eyes to maintain the information of vision. And we don't want to erase the information that's in the eyeball. What we do want to do is clear the information that would be negative around the eyes. Very good. And since we're at the eyes right now, let's just get started on the eyeballs. I think that's fantastic. So the first thing we're going to do is just observe the eyes, ground them to the center of the earth, hook them up to the Supreme Being. Yeah, it's kind of an unusual thing to do. And why don't we include the third eye in that? So the third eye is kind of the brow center. That's kind of where the in between the two eyebrows. So hook up all three, the two visual eyes and the clairvoyant eye to the Supreme Being. And then ground them all three to the center of the earth. Let's set the eyeballs on release and release all the negative patterns and energy, scar tissue, funky energy. Let's release it all. So we're setting the eyeballs and third eye on release. It's a very exciting time. You are definitely creating a miracle here. All right, and now we're going to have both of the eyeballs light up any black or failed energy. And we're looking for less function in the eyes, scar tissue. Maybe you've had an infection or two in your eyes and you want to light that up. Just keep looking. There's all these beautiful miracle stories about people getting their vision back. One story is about a sculptor in Lourdes, France, and it's one of the miracle stories that came out of the relationship with young Bernadette and Mary, Mother of Jesus. It's a very, very beautiful story about vision being restored to a sculptor, and it's pretty instantaneous. He put his hands in this blessed water. People still go to Lourdes for that water. He rubbed that water on his eyes, and an eye that he was blind in, he then began to be able to see. Very cool. There are some wonderful books out about the miracles that Mary has generated through the centuries. With her appearances and to these wonderful, mostly children who she speaks through. You might look into if you're interested. So here we are. We're working on having all of the failed energy around eyes. Maybe you're not seeing as clearly as you'd like to. Maybe you used to see things more sharply, clearly defined. You know, the eyes really do represent the function of the entire body. So if there's some degeneration in the eyes, it's reflecting something else in the body. There's a fabulous science of iridology that you might look into if this is a concern for you, because you can address those parts of the body and clear up your eyes also. But in this case, what we're going to do is we're going to work on a spiritual level on clearing up those things. So it's possible that there are other things that'll kind of miraculously get better as we're healing the eyes, because the eyes, really just like meridians and reflexology, iridology is 100% accurate. And so those places that maybe your kidney isn't working perfectly or something, if we clear it up in the eye, it'll clear up in the kidney too. That is so awesome. So we're clearing out all the failed energy in the eyes. And basically, so far, you've lit up the black failed energy in the eyes. Now go ahead and take a golden vacuum cleaner and gently go through both eyeballs and remove all the black spots and dots that we've had light up. And we're going to just remove all the failed energy, all the black is like death energy. I'm not saying that your eyes are dying, but you know where the lights go out a little bit. We're removing all that. And we're bringing brightness and clear vision back. And if you have worn glasses for a long time and you have evidence that you have to have glasses because you started wearing glasses when you were 6 or 5 or 16 or whatever, let's go ahead and look at a timeline behind your eyeballs. And so let's start from preconception to today, and let's have light up on the timeline all of the events that showed that your eyes were failing, that they were doing less than they could. Let's have them all light up as black dots. And let's clear them off the timeline. And so what will happen is you'll still have the historic information, but you won't have the spiritual, emotional, mental impact. So the details will still be there, but the impact of this is who I am will go away. So it'll just be like information in an encyclopedia. It won't be this defines me. What we're doing is we're taking the energy of this is who I am, that imprint of this is who I am. I'm the person who has eyes that are failing. I wear cute glasses, so that's what I have to do. Whatever that is, we're clearing that out now. So just go ahead, black dots on the timeline. Don't have to know what they all are. Let the timeline line up. Light up black dots, and then take that golden vacuum cleaner, and let's go ahead and vacuum the timeline. Vacuum all the black dots off. Alrighty, and then let's go ahead and put a timeline out in front of you to your future. And let's go all the way to the end of the body. So since we don't know exactly when your body's going to stop, we're going to go out 100 more years. And let's go ahead and have any time bombs, anything where, oh, when I get to be 80, I'm going to have cataract surgery because your mom and your grandpa and everybody else you knew had to have that surgery. Let's go ahead and have all of those kind of future time bombs that are set up to go off. Let's clear them off. I have to tell you a funny story about eyes. I decided to correct my vision, and I did wear glasses from age 18 to 46. And at age 46, I decided to change that situation for myself. And so I healed my eyes. Went into the eye doctor, who said, looked at me straight in the eye and said, "It's impossible for a woman your age to have her eyes get better. We never see this." He said, "The doctor who examined you last year must have made a huge mistake." Which is kind of funny because he looked back on the records and it was him. And he had no explanation for it, so he said, "I must have had a bad day. I must not have been paying attention." So anyway, we actually can, even if a doctor has said you can't do that. Let's just tell your body you can. Let's just say, okay, well, I'm willing for something else to show up. I'm willing to be the authority in my space. So taking that golden vacuum cleaner and vacuuming off all the time bombs off the future timeline, all the way 100 years out. Beautiful. And then let's let the timeline drop away. Let's pulse some golden suns on your eyeballs themselves. And those golden suns pulse right back into the brain, the interpretive center of the eyes, which is in the back of the brain. Let's pulse some golden energy back there too. All right, and while we're working on this, let's go ahead and pulse some golden sun on the lids, the eyelids. And let's just talk to the cells. Let's give the cells permission to regenerate. So what we're seeing in the lids is stem cell regeneration. We're seeing an activation of collagen. We're seeing the tissue tighten and firm. It's moist. You're having less and less of any visual aging signs, and more your eyes are looking like the eyes of a 22-year-old. So that those beautiful lids with that beautiful, well-cared-for tissue is becoming very active with collagen. There's a gentle, fine layer in the dermis of youthful fat. If there were dark circles, those dark circles now, you can just take a little spiritual vacuum cleaner and vacuum out the backup of old blood. Sometimes that gets underneath the eyeballs, the tissue there in the skin where there's kind of sags. You can just vacuum that out and pulse golden sun in there. Put some stem cell activity in there. So basically how we do stem cell activation is we just ask for the stem cells to surface that helped create that area. And then we see those stem cells just moving into action, tightening, rejuvenating, activating collagen. And eyelids are amazing. You see so clearly, and those eyelids are really telling a tale of your inner wisdom and beauty. And from those eyelids, we're also going to activate the growth, if you need, on your eyelashes. So there's all these wonderful products you can apply, but you can also apply a spiritual product. Maybe you can just imagine taking a spiritual wand and just drawing a line of spiritual activation over the lashes, the attachment of the lashes to the lid. And we're seeing those lashes coming in full and thick. Of course, we can do this also with the brow. So if you're having a very fine, thin brow and you'd like to get your brows back, go ahead and take this spiritual wand of hair growth activation and just apply it exactly where you want. Let's bring in a little more brow growth. And finally, we're moving to the scalp and we're looking at this beautiful head of hair. And if your hair has become fine, very delicate in the age group you're in, and you used to have more medium or coarse hair and you'd like that back, let's go ahead and see that returning to its natural state. If you never had a lot of hair, this is also a doable deal. Let's imagine your gorgeous head of hair appearing on your head. So you're seeing the follicles thickening. You're seeing more hair growing. You might see twice as much hair on your head. Another interesting concept is to imagine that it's all returning to its natural color. Hair changes color for a variety of reasons. Maybe you'd like to be a blonde or brunette naturally again. Let's set that program to work. And let's ask the divine if there's information about mineral deficiencies or absorption of nutrients. Let's ask the divine to guide you in really finding exactly what you need to physically support you, and then this spiritual shift to really cause for you a radiant, beautiful miracle. Fabulous. Bringing a golden sun into the top of your head, and in this golden sun, let's just put you in as a beautiful yogini, so you're sitting cross-legged at the top of your head in this big, big golden sun, gold being the energy of God. Let's bring this golden sun into the top of your head, through your crown chakra, through your hair. Let's let that gold activate and energize the miraculous miracles that we've now invoked. Seeing your eyes, your lashes, your brows, your hair, the tissue, your vision, your brain, all those things we've just worked on, getting better. But really, all that healing energy is being amplified by the energy of God, that gold sun. And now let's pop you in as a spirit, bringing you down into your feet and hands, legs and arms, shoulders, neck, and head, and you're filling your body out better than you ever have before. You may actually be becoming perhaps more slender, more fit or tone. It's amazing what happens with these deep, profound, miraculous meditations. You'll just feel more well, more rested. You'll look better. You'll shine a radiant light. And now, gently rubbing your hands together again, creating some psychic heat, some spiritual energy, some tapas. And let's go ahead and put those hands on the top of your head. Give yourself a little blessing, and then on your forehead. And then go ahead and rub them together again. And let's put them on your eyes. And just put your palms over your eyes momentarily and just feel that healing energy going right in. So in addition to God energy, you're healing yourself. You are in partnership with the divine. You're both working on this healing together. Breathing in and out. Coming back into the room, wiggling in your fingers and your toes. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this healing meditation is complete. May the entire world be filled with radiant health, clear vision, joy, and peace. Tatastu, so be it.